The neighborhood board elections are officially on. Oahu residents can cast their vote as of today. Sean Hamamoto is the head of the Neighborhood Board Commission. He dropped by our studios earlier this week to talk about how the online voting works. Hamamoto was encouraged by the number of people running for a seat on the board, reflecting one of the highest number of candidates interested in the political process at the neighborhood level.
You know, prior to getting into this candidate registration period, we were very concerned. And for the fact that, if you remember, in our last general election, the numbers were really low. I think it was reported that that was one of the worst turnouts in our state's history. So we were really worried, saying, you know, maybe the public's really not into this, you know. And so we were worried about maybe we're going to have our lowest numbers of all time, too. But, you know, we put a concerted effort into getting out into the community, spreading the word. And lo and behold, at the end of the day, we're very happy to get 553 registered candidates, which happens to be the second highest amount of candidates we've had in recorded history for a neighborhood board election. So what that tells me is that grassroots democracy is alive and well. So it is a mixed bag. You know, we do have certain areas with contested races and certain areas off of the top of my head, like in Kalihi Valley. Thankfully, we have enough candidates to fill the vacant seats, but it's uncontested, so there will be no election for those races, which, you know, saves money.
So How does that work? Their names just appear on the ballot?
So basically how it works, so it's primarily an online election. So we want people to be on the lookout for their unique registered voters, that is. They should be on the lookout for an envelope from our office, the Neighborhood Commission office, and it will have a unique passcode which they can use to go online and vote. So that's our primary method of voting. However, as not to disenfranchise anyone from voting, we are aware that perhaps some people don't have access to a computer or might not be too savvy with a computer yet. So we do offer a paper ballot method as well. So if people would like to request a paper ballot, they just need to contact our office and we'd be happy to help them out with that.
So how does this work? So have you mailed out those pass cards?
Yes, the passcodes have been mailed out. So I know people have been getting them.
So this week?
Yes, they've been getting them. They should be getting them this week because the voting starts on Friday.
Right. So, Okay. And so, gosh, I'm just trying to think. So as far as the indication is that there is interest, that folks want to engage, you know, in the community, you know, issues that affect them in the neighborhood.
And, you know, I think a good example is the fact that I think at least on a weekly, if not daily basis, if you look at any news story, they usually interview neighborhood board members to see how the community feels about a certain issue and so forth. One of the big issues going now that I'm sure you're aware of is the LOI flood mitigation proposal, which currently seven neighborhood boards are, you know, have currently taken positions on. So again, you know, I think it's good that we have this system in existence to have this forum in the event of these community impact projects coming up, that people can discuss them and have information brought out in the open.
Okay, so whether it's an issue about maybe, like you said, the Alawai or vacation rentals or
monster
whatever.
Monster homes, the bus stop needs to be moved, yet basically anything relating to government, this is an excellent forum to address your elected officials and government agencies face-to-face in a transparent manner. I think that's very important, is we do heavily abide by the state sunshine law to ensure transparency.
How do people get to know who the candidates are who are running for the neighborhood board?
You want to go to our website, www.honolulu.gov/NCO. There's a special elections part to our website, and if you click on that, we have a candidate list for every neighborhood board election and candidate profiles. And it was up to the candidate to, you know, provide what they want. So in some cases, people will provide backgrounds as terms of their career, why they're running for the board, what they hope to accomplish. So that is one way. Other than that, there are candidates that I have talked to that are campaigning, if you will. I talked to one candidate in the Ala Moana district, and he was going around door to door in his condo building. So, you know, it's really up to the person as to how they want to do it.
Right. So if they're maybe not well known or maybe just moved into the neighborhood, it's a chance to be able to reach out.
It is. You know, there's another longtime member that I know from the Liha board. He actually goes door to door. He introduces himself to his neighbors and, yeah, it works. And he got elected.
Right. And there are folks that use the neighborhood board as a springboard to higher office.
Absolutely. You know, we're just going over the list. We had a meeting with my staff today, and there are quite a few within the State House of Representatives and State Senate that have neighborhood board experience. And actually, it's funny you bring that up. So after the elections, we're having our inauguration at the end of June, and we're planning a special, just a short ceremony to recognize current lawmakers who came from the neighborhood boards. And, you know, we're going to have them in front of the newly elected neighborhood boards and, you know, just to show people how this really can help the community and help you help your community.
Right. You cut your teeth on issues before the neighborhood board.
Yes. I would like to mention this, though. For those of you who do not have a computer but would like to vote online, we have worked out a deal with our state library system. So you can go to any of our libraries in this county. This is for Honolulu County only. And any library that has a computer for use for the public is a voting station. And we will also be setting up voting stations at Kapalamahale, where our office is, Kapolehale, and the Key Project out in Kahulu. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible for people to vote.
Okay, so but you just need your code.
Yes, your passcode. It's fairly quick. And, you know, if I could just a quick story. So, you know, this online voting method went online about 10 years ago in 2009. And, you know, at that time, there was a lot of resistance to it. I wasn't there. This was before my time. And what you did see was a tremendous drop off in terms of people who actually voted. We're talking in 2007, they had maybe 40 or 60,000. I mean, something like that. The year it went online in 2009, it plummeted down to like just over 7,000 votes. And ostensibly, it's because, you know, it was a new system online. People weren't used to it. But what I have seen, the good news is since that time, you have seen a steady growth over each election period to where now 10 years later, well, in our last election 2 years ago, we were up to a little over 20,000 votes. And so it's been a steady increase. We still have a ways to go to reach those numbers prior to they went online. But I just think it's a matter of a learning curve and technology becoming more prevalent and available in our society.
Right. And as we have younger voters,
yes,
they're more
Tech savvy,
yeah.
Definitely.
So hopefully that'll get that segment.
I'm very confident it will. It'll take time, but I think we're on the right path.
I know you had mentioned that in our neighborhood board system, we've got folks that are very dedicated to causes in the community and have served on the board for many years.
Yes. So it's a mixed bag. We have people who've been there literally for 20 years, and we have people that are stepping up for the first time. And the one thing they all have in common is they care about their community, and they're willing to step forward and do something about it. You know, there's that saying, it's easier to raise a hand than lend a hand, you know, it's something like that. So I really commend these people, and it's not an easy ask. You know, we're asking these neighborhood board members, it's a volunteer, they don't get paid a cent, but for a two-year commitment to attend board meetings about once a month that can go anywhere from 2 to 3 hours and to be available to their community to listen to their concerns. I mean, it's quite an ask. So to think about on this island, we have over 400 dedicated volunteers willing to donate their time to improve their community. I just think it's fantastic.
That was Sean Hamamoto, Executive Director of the City's Neighborhood Board Commission, encouraging residents of Oahu to vote. The online elections begin today and run until May 17th. Results will be certified in June.